At the 1963 Florida Folk Festival, scheduled May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Stephen Foster Memorial, spectators will include hundreds of Girl Scouts from throughout Florida. In addition, Girl Scouts from the Congaree Council at Columbia, South Carolina, along with Girl Scout troops from Jacksonville and Tampa, will participate in the three-day program. Here today, on the banks of the Suwannee River at White Springs, are two adult leaders from Tampa to talk about Girl Scouts generally and their attendance at the 1963 Florida Folk Festival. They are Mrs. Virginia Shirtliff and Mrs. Marie Ralston. Mrs. Shirtliff, how many Girl Scouts will be coming from the Suncoast area?
Approximately five troops, which will involve about 250 girls from the Suncoast Council.
And just where do these girls live?
There are quite a few in the Tampa area. There will be a few from Clearwater, St. Pete, and mostly concentrated in these areas are where the girls on this particular trip are coming from.
Dunedin,
I believe, is also included.
Mrs. Ralston, what is the purpose of this trip other than to let the girls enjoy this festival?
Most of the girls are showing a particular interest in the heritage of the background of the state of Florida. Also, some of the later settlers in this area, and they believe that this will be a good opportunity to widen their information.
Well, now this is quite a trip for young ladies like this, and where will they be staying while they enjoy the festival?
They will be camping out within the general area.
They will be camping in tents. Do they have their own tents?
Yes, they have tents which are well equipped. They're screened and floored. And they have kitchen boxes which will provide the necessary equipment for this period of time.
Well, that should be quite a treat for them. Now, Mrs. Shirtliff, how many field trips such as this have you taken with these girls?
Well, I've taken quite a few over a period of years, all involving all the way from the Florida area to the North Carolina area. But we do have an awful lot of troops that do quite a bit of extensive camping. We're very fortunate in having equipment for them to do this and well-trained leaders to take them on trips. And as they start off with their basic camping, then they go into more progressive areas. And in going to places like the Folk Festival and then on up into hiking the trail in North Carolina.
Needless to say, the girls are very good campers.
Yes, they are.
Mrs. Ralston, now let's get back to the Girl Scouts as Girl Scouts. Do they do anything other than sell cookies and go on field trips?
The selling of the Girl Scout cookies is an important part of scouting, because in our council this supports our camps and our camping experiences. But this really plays a very little part in the development. What we are particularly interested in is the development of the whole girl. And we like to think of arts and crafts and the different areas that the girls work in as an educational experience, but also that in each one of these experiences, the girl herself grows.
Well, now, Mrs. Shirtliff, what are some of the special interests the girls have, individually and collectively?
Well, individually, we have been working on the basis of about 11 fields in scouting, which cover almost any interest a girl may have. But when she does work on, say, a proficiency badge in a field, then she's expected to be able to give service in this. It may be in the home helping someone who's ill. It may be in the craft field doing a service for someone that needs a craft article. But the older girls go into aid bars, which are service, and these lead them into possibly future vocations. And one of the projects that the girls particularly enjoy in the senior level is their five-day camp they do for physically handicapped children.
Well, I think that speaks very well for the girls, the program, and you adult leaders. Now, Mrs. Ralston, how popular is scouting among girls now, as compared to, say, 10 years ago?
Well, I can speak for myself. I'm a leader of a senior troop, and when we started off, it was a troop that was combined, and it has shown a steady increase. Last year, we registered approximately 12 girls. This year, we have 22. So I think, and this, there's this increase in all areas in senior Girl Scouting, and this is particularly speaks well for the program, because this is has been an area where we have been losing girls.
That is, in the older girls.
In the older girls.
What ages are covered in the Girl Scouts? Mrs. Shirley.
7 through 17 is what our, we feel that we have one program for girls 7 through 17 with an individual program to meet the interest of the different girls in the different age levels.
Now, what are these various categories called? To compare with Cub Scouts and so forth.
Currently, we have three levels, brownies, intermediates, and seniors, but in the fall of 63, due to a survey to keep us up to date, we will be changing to four levels, and we will have brownies, juniors, cadets, and seniors. This means that our junior highs and our fourth, fifth, and sixth graders will be divided officially so as to meet the needs of this age group and meet their interests better.
Well, that sounds like a very good program. How many girls do you have in the Suncoast area?
We have over 9,000 girls and almost 2,000 adults in the Suncoast Council, and this covers Hernando, Pasco, Hillsborough, and Pinellas County.
And now, ladies, since both of you have spent considerable time working with Girl Scouts, we think this is a very good question. What is the most memorable experience you have had while working with the Girl Scouts? Who wants to go first? Mrs. Shirtless?
Well, I think my most memorable experience was to be with a group of girls on top of a mountain in pouring down rain and no place to stay. I guess I can say due to a conflict in schedules, another troop had the only shelter available. We did have wet tents, but nothing but rhododendron to pitch them with, and it was a rather difficult situation, and I think it was an experience to be remembered for a long time, and I'm sure each one of us grew because of it.
That's growing the hard way, though, isn't it?
It seemed so at the time, but now it's a rather pleasant memory to look back on as years have gone by.
Mrs. Ralston?
Well, as being a participant in this particular experience, it stands out in my memory quite well. And I think the thing that I have received the most pleasure out of is to hear the girls when they relate this experience and the understanding and the maturity that the girls have come out of this experience. And I think that this is one of the most rewarding things in the being able to work with the girls of this level, is when they evaluate their experiences. The real, so much is said about the teenager of today, and when you really work with these girls and live with them and understand them, that really we have a great future in them.
In other words, in a nutshell, right there, resulting from this experience, you have a real reason for the Girl Scouts.
It's my work in the community, and I, out of everything that I've been fortunate enough to experience, this is my work as a volunteer.
Thank you, Mrs. Virginia Shirtliff and Mrs. Marie Ralston of the Suncoast Council, Girl Scouts of America, for being with us today. This interview, tape recorded on the banks of the Suwannee River, was presented in connection with the planned field trips of hundreds of Girl Scouts to the 1963 Florida Folk Festival. It's scheduled May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Stephen Foster Memorial on US 41 at White Springs.